At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
We did a great post-match show yesterday. I'm not entirely sure where I was, but it was lovely and it was very, very warm indeed. So here's a little excerpt from it now. And if you want to subscribe to The Anfield Wrap, it's theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe. Come and join us for the end of this fantastic season.
Meet me tonight, fix your hair up pretty. Meet me down at Atlantic City. I've got Paul Cope with me. It is your post-match show. I'm going to have Dan Austin and Sean Walsh in the middle of this. Liverpool have gone to Cardiff City. They've won by 2-0. And Paul Cope, this side is never going to stop.
It's never stopping, mate. This is the thing. I was pretty calm. We've been in a group there who people are losing their heads. Everyone knows Jono and Adam.
Jono and Adam were in a bad way.
They're in a bad way. They're sweating. But when I first saw them, I thought one of the problems they've got is they're sweating more than they should be. Early on.
Jono was soaked in sweat. He's warm.
I don't know. His head's gone. When we're shouting about the opposition, their heads have gone. Jono's head's gone. Early doors. Do you know what? I've been pretty calm about this game all day. They're shite. And I just, even from when they started, Neil Warnock is a bellend. If anyone watched our preview show, if you haven't, go back and watch it. It's a great new segment. he is a bellend. And I don't really know what their plan was. So, yeah, I was just confident we would do what we've done. I'm actually disappointed it's only two.
In hindsight, you're disappointed it's only two, or would you have took two at half-time?
Oh, well, maybe. You take a 2-0 win, don't you, when you're going on to 88 points to go top of the league with a few games left.
88 fucking points, man. 88 points. Yeah. I can't... I keep looking at 88 points and going, that's 88 points?
Yeah.
No, dude, get 88 points. 88 points is mad.
I'm a big fan of you making us watch the league table at the end.
I made everyone watch the league table, yeah. Because pay homage to it. Pay homage to that league table.
Right. Let's not take this for granted. We're on 88 fucking points. And I don't care who you are. I've just said to Jono then, let's reverse. Let's put the boot on the other foot. Everton have just got battered by Man United, and we need to go to Goodison Park on Wednesday night and win.
Yeah.
And they're shite. We still don't fancy it, do we? You still don't want that as your game in hand, to go to your local city rivals and beat them away. They've got to win. They can't have a draw. They've got to win. And every time something else happens in this title race, like that fucking header, what's going on
but
here?
But it's his back. Like, oh, my God.
If I'm a Man City fan, I'm going. One of my mates, anyone who's listened to this for a long time knows that I've got a mate who's a Man City fan. And in my WhatsApp group with him, as soon as that happened, he says, yeah, it's your title.
Yeah.
This thing, it's in their heads. It keeps happening.
Sports Social Podcast Network.